The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables he spoke to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Friday to everybody. Whenever I go into any of the classrooms in the school, they always start by asking me the same thing. Can you please tell us a story? Right? That's what everybody wants. So what I thought I'd do for you here this morning is I would start you out with a little story. Just a little story, okay? Just a little story. So there's a hiking trail, and I love to hike this trail. It's out in Montana, where I grew up, way high up in the Rocky Mountains. And if I'm lucky, I can get out to hike this trail once a year. And out on this trail, there is an enormous boulder. It's like the size of a school bus, or maybe the size of a small house rolled down off the mountaintop years ago in some rock slide. There's little cracks in the boulder. And I noticed, you know, in one of those little cracks started to grow a tiny little plant growing out of the crack in the huge boulder, because somehow a little tiny seed got into one of those little cracks. So every year I go out to hike this trail, and every year I watch the seed and the plant grow a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, until this year I go out to hike the trail and I'm amazed to see that enormous boulder has been split in half, because that little plant had grown up to become a full-fledged pine tree. Now, this boulder is so big that you couldn't split it, not without dynamite, right? But look at the difference that happens when that little tiny seed got inside. Little thing is so powerful, it split a mighty boulder. Now, that's kind of like what Jesus is telling us about here in the gospel when he tells us about the mustard seed. Raise your hand if you've heard the mustard seed before. Just curious. Okay, real briefly, I've actually seen a mustard seed. I've been to Israel, I've seen a mustard seed. A mustard, next time you're reading a book, they still have books, don't they? Yes? Okay, good. Next time you're reading a book, look at the letter I. Look at the dot on the letter I. That's about the size of a mustard seed. It's about the size of a little grain of salt. And it grows. It's actually not the biggest thing in the whole world. You see this marble reredos back here? That's about how big the mustard tree gets. Really, really amazing. Now, lots of stories you can tell about that. Let me give you just one. One of the most important. And that is that all of your choices have big consequences. Just like a mustard seed can grow into a big plant, just like a seed can split a boulder, your little choices make a huge difference. So we got to be very careful what you choose. It's never small. It can be small for the good, or it can be small for the bad. I used to be a student in O'Connell High School. Back then, there wasn't any such thing as Paul VI. Nobody, because there was no Paul VI. I went to O'Connell. And one day, in religion class at O'Connell High School, one of the students had a Bible on his desk, and he swiped his hand, and he knocked the Bible off the desk and out into the hall. And the teacher took the Bible, picked it up, kissed the Bible and slowly, reverently gave it back to the student. And I was so impressed. I don't know if anybody else was impressed, but it was the smallest thing that teacher did. I never forgot it. I had a friend, he walked into chapel and he genuflected to the tabernacle, but he didn't just genuflect, you know, like some people, they genuflect, just like, whatever, they're just not even thinking. He made it like a prayer. He went down on one knee, and he paused for just a moment. You could tell he really believed Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament. And it made such a big difference on me. Little things. I betcha most of the things that have been a great influence on you in your life have been little things, and you never said thank you, and the person who did it never even knew. But remember that. Now, here's the bad news. It also works for the bad. It doesn't just... Little things can also cause a great deal of harm. Did you hear the first reading? Story of David and Bathsheba. If you never heard the story of David and Bathsheba before, go back and read the first reading again, okay? Everybody knows King David, right? One of the great heroes of the Bible? Well, even a great hero of the Bible can commit a really big sin, just like King David did with Bathsheba. He committed adultery, which is a really short way of saying that Bathsheba was not David's wife, okay? Not David's wife. But here's the important thing. One of the lessons that first reading teaches us. David's big sin didn't come out of nowhere. He made lots of little bad choices, and it all led to his great big sin. Now, let me explain. King David was a soldier. Ever since he killed Goliath, great mighty giant, King Saul put him in charge of his armies and he fought the Philistines. King David was a soldier. First reading begins, it says, at the beginning of the year when kings go out on campaign, that means when they go out to fight. And it lists all these people, and David, he sent them all to fight. Why isn't David going out to fight? Why are you sending other people to go out to fight? You want to know why? It says because he's taking a nap. He's asleep. And not only is he asleep, he says he rose from his siesta in the evening. What's King David been doing all day? He'd been asleep all day. He's been asleep all day. And he's up on the roof. And he's looking down on everybody. Back in the old days, King David wasn't on the roof looking down on everybody. He was out with the people. He was out in the streets. And see how David made all these little bad wrong choices? And that's where the adultery came from. That's where the big sin came from. It didn't happen all at once. And this is one of the most important things you can possibly remember. With every choice you make, you're deciding who you want to be. With every choice you make, you're deciding who you want to become. You know, just like a little seed can split a boulder, you want to get rid of big evils in your life? Start by making little, small, good choices. If you make little, small, bad choices, you run the risk of getting rid of the great, great good in your life. But please remember, a little tiny lesson for the day. With God, nothing's ever little. Makes a big difference for the good or for the bad. So let's choose it for the good, shall we? Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us.